Hello, my noobs. Good afternoon. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 8. I want to apologize for getting this episode out a little bit later than usual. I know Sundays has been typically the day where I get out an episode. I have just been slammed with work, and I'll tell you a little bit about my personal life, self-disclosure here. I am changing jobs, so I'm doing a lot of the interviewing and talking to hiring managers, and all the while, at the same time, I'm transitioning my clients to other therapists, and that's something that's in my code of ethics as a therapist, to make sure that all the people that I'm currently working with, get that care that they need and get shifted over to other therapists at the same agency. And then I make my way out and transition, and hopefully it goes smoothly. But in reality, does anything go smoothly or the way that we expect it to? Usually not. So I've been really stressed, and I haven't had a lot of time for writing. Something that I tend to gravitate toward when I am stressed is writing poetry. And of course, reading and trying to put myself into another world with some fiction. I also really love audiobooks and podcasts. I thought today I'd just kind of ramble about some stuff that's been on my mind. So the job hunt has been going well. I have a couple of interviews next week. I had one today over the phone that went extremely well, and I got a second in-person interview. So I'm really looking forward to this new job shift, and can't wait to tell y'all where I land. I also want to thank the listeners who have continued to listen since the beginning. I really appreciate it. We've reached over 200 plays, and to me that's fantastic. 200 people, over 200 people have listened to this podcast, and that's amazing to me. The fact that one person listens was amazing to me. So it's great that we've grown, and I want to keep it going. I'll be honest, it's really hard to do a podcast alone, and I almost wish that I had a co-host. So anyone in the Sacramento area listening, if you're interested in co-hosting with me or doing at least, you know, a guest episode with me, let me know. It's a lot more fun to have another perspective. And also, it's someone to hold you accountable to make sure you put the episodes out on time and make sure that you have creative and new material. You're not just talking about the same thing over and over. I think for the noobs, my listeners, I think it's good to have another voice as well. Not just hearing my voice all the time, but the voice of others, the perspective of others. And I was thinking about some authors that I really, really like, and I wanted to just kind of throw them out there. One of the authors that I have liked since the beginning is the author of Big Little Lies, Leanne Moriarty. She's an Australian author, and there's an HBO series called Big Little Lies, starring Reese Witherspoon. And I'm thinking that she was one of the producers as well. So they're coming out with a second season, even though there isn't a second book, which I find really interesting. That's happening on June 9th. And you know who's going to be in it? You know, take a guess. She was in Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep. I mean, if Meryl Streep signs on to do a show with you, it has to be doing pretty well. I mean, if she did the read through and said, yes, let's do this, oh my gosh, it's going to be epic. I'm trying not to get my hopes up too high, because sometimes second seasons kind of flop, but hopefully this is going to be amazing, because my God, Meryl Streep's in it. So anyway, Leanne Moriarty, Australian author of Big Little Lies. There's also another book called Nine Perfect Strangers. She also wrote A Husband's Secret, one that I'm reading currently. I'm on about the fifth chapter, is Truly Madly Guilty. So it's pretty interesting so far. And one thing that I really like about Leanne Moriarty is she doesn't use flowery language. And she doesn't bullshit her readers. Excuse my language, but she doesn't use language that's unnecessary, and she pulls you right into the story. I also love her plot twists and her cliffhangers. That's something that I really, really admire about her writing style. Another book that I truly enjoy that I may have talked about before is Quiet by Susan Cain. If you are an introvert like me, I know it's crazy, right? I'm talking and I'm getting my voice out there and I'm an introvert. Maybe that's why I do the podcast by myself. Quiet by Susan Cain is excellent if you're an introvert and you're interested in the theme of solitude, the topic of shyness versus being reserved and quiet, and how we have so much strength being quiet and reserved people, and we're often seen as people who aren't contributing in creative ways to society, to education. And it's one of those reads that's very thought-provoking. So if you ever have a chance to read it, it's not fiction. It's a more of an informational and kind of memoir type style. So I would highly recommend you read it if you're into solitude, if you're not super extroverted. Even if you are extroverted and you like being around lots of people and groups and crowds, I would consider reading it anyway, just so you can see how other people see the world, other people perceive the world. And I think another thing is a lot of writers tend to be introverts. Writing is a very peaceful and tranquil activity that you often do in solitude. Of course, you see the writers in the coffee shops that are around people, and I would say even then, that's a pretty solitary way of getting your creative work out. And I was having a conversation with a client recently about the difference between solitude and isolation. So I want to make that clear that those are two very different things. When someone tells me that they are coming home from work or from school and they're closing the door behind them and they're trying to escape, that to me is isolation. So escaping into being alone, not wanting the support, not wanting help from people, not wanting guidance. As a writer, this is isolating yourself and your work and not allowing other people to critique, not allowing other people to read your work, just saving it on a Word document on your computer that just sits there. To me, that's writing in isolation. And that's very different than solitude. Solitude is finding a creative environment that helps your work thrive. And perhaps you do write in solitary confinement. You know, you're in your room or your office and you close the door and you don't want any distractions. You want to focus. But you eventually come back out to the world. You eventually come back out and have people critique your work, submit your work into contests, submit your work to forums, and get that feedback. That is not isolation. So solitude has a time limit. Maybe you're writing for an hour. And if you're not a writer and you're listening to this podcast and you're like, what the hell are you talking about? Solitude for a non-writer is taking that time for yourself to reflect, to be out in nature, to do something alone for a limited period of time, and it's in a healthy way. Isolation is not healthy. It's very toxic. People with depression and depressive symptoms tend to isolate themselves from the world because they don't want to face, you know, other people, and it's just sort of like energy sucking for them, and there is no time limit until you're kind of going to therapy and working through that or getting some support. So I really wanted to make that known that there is a difference between solitude, and peacefulness and isolation. So that's pretty much all I have for you today. I know I'm kind of rambling. I had a lot of coffee this morning. Hopefully you can keep up. Please visit my website, www.thepaperbacknoob.com. I'm going to be posting some poetry today that I had written just like, I want to say about a week ago. When I'm stressed, I tend to write poetry. And when I feel like I need to vent, I often put it into poems. So hopefully you enjoy those. I'm going to put those up today and post them. Please let me know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, any advice for the podcast. I'd love to hear your feedback. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.